Talking with Words.
Welcome back to Talking with Words. You're here with Rob,
Sally,
Cameron,
and Ryan.
And in cohesion with what we've been doing recently, we're going to watch Ghostbusters 2, the 1989
version, not Taylor Swift's.
Oh my God.
All right, what? I'm out.
That was so perfect. Are you going to get my breath? That's the only reason you can leave. That was so perfect. 1989 version, her version. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what that is.
We got it. We just didn't like it.
Shut up, Ryan.
Okay. Listen up. This is the sequel to the 84 original Ghostbusters. And it's billed as the discovery of a massive river of ectoplasm and a resurgence of spectral activity allows the staff of Ghostbusters to revive the business. You already know who it has in it. Same old people.
Same shit, different day.
But it also has Harris Yulin, Peter McNichol. He was in the first one. Kurt Fuller is the, I think, bad lawyer in this one or something like that.
He's like the DA or mayor's assistant or something like that.
And Wilhelm von Homburg.
Viggo.
Viggo, the destroyer.
Harris Yulin plays the judge. I've seen him in a handful of other
things. He's in a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about the judge scene. Oh, now I'm excited. The two. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Sicoli brothers or whatever.
I
keep wanting to call it Spicoli, but I'm mixing up my movies.
I love
Scarletti or something. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Scarletti. I like that one.
We should totally do that movie.
Which one?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
We are. Big Robbie said that's the first movie he wants to do.
Yeah. Can we get a little person for that one too?
I was going to say, does it star a little person?
We're going to have somebody under the table jump out in his lap. Only problem is he'd probably smash their head with his meaty thighs of greatness.
Maybe a little person stripper form?
Ooh. I don't even know what
I swear to God, those little people scared the shit out of me.
Oh, man. I'm going to try and cut that in right here.
I did see the midget on the swing. Let me preface that with I have a fear, a disgusting fear of midgets. I get uncomfortable around them. I get clammy. What? I sweat. Huh? Look, I'm just telling you.
It's going to take some work. All right. Only Ryan and I've seen this?
Probably.
Yeah.
I know Cameron has.
A couple times.
Come on.
I have not.
Were you alive when this came out, Cameron?
Barely. No, he wasn't actually.
89. Nope.
Just missed it.
I was 10. Oh. You're so young.
Had to be quicker than that.
Oh, you got to be a quick one. Yep. All right.
The Parents Guide. Listen, it's all mild. Everything.
Oh, okay.
It's all mild.
Does that mean it's PG?
I don't know.
If it's all mild.
It's all mild.
So did you just?
I looked at it.
So what's it rated, Sal?
I don't know.
Well, that's part of the gig here, lady.
It does not
say
it's rated anything.
It is PG.
It's PG.
Parents Guide.
We both found it in 3 seconds.
Usually you say it's rated.
At the top of the IMDb page.
It's rated blank.
With the date and the time of the film. Or the runtime.
Oh, it's PG. For 1 hour and 45. That is not where I was looking. I was looking at the Parents Guide, which is my job. My one job.
You know it's associated with Parents Guides, right? The rating system.
Well, jobs. It did not say that at the top of the Parents Guide where I said everything is mild.
You know what's related to the Parents Guide, don't you?
Your mama.
The MPAA rating?
Accents.
That is true.
Every time.
I don't understand that.
And that's fine. Our listeners do.
They do.
Yeah, oh, you're mocking me now. Okay.
No.
Now I get
we
it.
Do that?
I get it now.
I was mocking you, actually. Not
if you if you listen to the podcast, you know that we impersonate you, and impersonating is more.
It's a form of flattery.
Yeah. So
it's a form of futility. Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, it's all mild.
Okay, let's watch this thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2.
Bam, bam, bam.
We're gonna have to take control.
See, she watched it.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, she woke up for the end.
No, Millie Bobby Brown.
I did
Brown.
Not wake up. I was awake the whole time.
Billy okay. Brown.
I was just trying to figure out a couple things.
You get that couch to yourself and you're just past the F out.
Well, it was nice. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
Love How's you. That make you feel, Rob?
Love
I mean,
you.
He's right here.
Love you.
It's been 10 years. I'm used to it.
Touche.
Okay. We went back to 89. Do you see why I did it that way now, Cameron?
Not really. I don't, but whatever.
Thank you, Sally.
I mean, I get it.
Do you?
With the storyline. Yes, I get it.
I don't get it at all.
But it also could have gone the other way.
I agree. Watching it again, it's been a long time. Only because this movie... You took the first movie, they added some goofy into this, and then they added more goofy into the newest one.
Yep.
Agree? Like, Statue of Liberty, you have a slime dance and dancing toasters. We talked about the goofy shit they had in, what is it, Afterlife?
Yeah,
the other one?
Afterlife, yep.
We should have done it the other way. Looking back, I regret it a little bit.
I think if we didn't watch it so soon, then...
I don't.
Yes, we should have done it the way that we did it, right? But if it was three movies in six nights, probably not.
I don't agree. I thought because we watched Afterlife, it was going to kind of be like a prequel to...
It was.
Yeah, the first Ghostbusters was a prequel to Afterlife.
And this movie. Mm-hmm. Dead Air.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain yourself?
Do you want to edit that out yourself?
Help us understand the plan.
Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2, Ghostbusters Afterlife is 3.
Yeah. I thought Afterlife was a prequel.
No.
That's why I thought we were watching it before.
We watched it because the villain ghosts are the same.
Gozer.
Ghostbusters 1 and Afterlife. You know, listen to the
same plot.
No, I get it. I get that. But I thought Afterlife was going to have to do with something before this one.
Then how is Egon her grandfather?
I don't know. That's just my brain.
So the only
Egon
reason...
Egon died in Afterlife and he was in this one.
I do understand.
The only reason why we watched it is because it had the same...
We were finishing off...
Storyline of...
Right, and then this Gozer one was a whole new storyline. One. Okay, yes. Yeah, I get that now. I get it.
This was Viggo the Carpathian. Totally different storyline.
With that river.
Totally get
everybody
it.
Everybody got finished
totally
off.
Totally get it. I get it.
Goo!
But again, if we didn't watch them so close together.
Agreed. And that was the plan from the beginning.
Right.
I almost have a plan sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that's how that phrase goes. Again, the beginning of this movie, we don't care about the Ghostbusters. They're not real. Ghosts aren't real. What the fuck? It bugs me again. And it was only 5 years after the first one. And this movie makes me more mad that people don't know about Ghostbusters and Afterlife because they made Statue of Liberty walk.
Well, yeah. It's almost like they had a Men in Black type, after it happened.
They clearly didn't because they were all on YouTube all over the place.
Well, I get that, but that's kind of what it's...
What was that?
eBay auction about to end.
Oh, what are you buying? Oh, what'd
you
win?
You get a Viggo painting?
Oh, no, thank God.
Unfortunately. Golf clubs. It's always golf.
I thought you were going to put it in Pipe's room.
Yeah. Piper deserves that.
She does.
When's her birthday? I'll get it ordered.
Soon, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
April.
I've got a framed picture of me. That would be perfect.
Hey. Little duo photo there. Just give us one wall in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when we get off of this, I have to tell you this funny story about my friend, little JJ.
Got it.
You're going to die.
But going back to your point, Rob, 100% aligned that it doesn't make any sense that everyone's like, boo, Ghostbusters, you guys are frauds.
And,
well, they did destroy the penthouse building.
They did say that they did their job too well, and that's why they were out of a job.
Right. But in this one, you have physical evidence, and they're in one of them, they're like, there's no firsthand
accounts,
whatever. Yeah. And this one, we had the Statue of Liberty, River of Slime. You had
the painting, the museum covered in purple shit.
Jello.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And you had the courthouse with the judge.
Yeah.
Tons of people. Had to have been documented.
Yeah. It had to have been filmed.
Cats and dogs sure, yeah. living together. Yeah, horses eating each other. It's just one more of those things. I'm like, why?
So it's just, did you ever watch that Netflix film, Don't Look Up?
Yep.
It's just like that. Everybody's, you know, everybody got, you know, they got sued by everybody. And there was this short slanderous period towards the Ghostbusters where like, oh yeah, they're terrible. They destroyed all this stuff.
Yeah.
And just put out that Ghostbusters is bad. And everybody's like, oh yeah, Ghostbusters are bad and ghosts aren't real.
I'll give you that one.
I mean, it's a completely ridiculous logic.
The world is on fire. No, it's not. Your house just burnt down. You look over the house, it's burnt to ashes. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But they could have done their job too well and rid the entire city of ghosts, and now there are none until this mysterious slime pops up through a crack.
Until they brought out the Vigo painting.
So again, they did do it to themselves. Like, they're not frauds.
Right.
But they don't have a job unless there's a ghost. They're
professionals.
Well, but also you gotta put some stuff away from a rainy day. You know, like, you gotta be.
They do have birthday parties.
You gotta be wise with your money. Put that in a Roth IRA.
Yeah. Apparently, the only one that did that
was Senior Zeddemore.
Yeah. Everybody else just kind of. And I also liked. Egon is working at the Advanced Theoretical Research Lab. It reminds me of Ancient Aliens. It's not anything,
but it's everything to him.
Yeah. But the word is nothing. Advanced theoretical research. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Ancient alien theorist. That's nothing.
Science shit.
That's a person who believes in aliens. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, although man. That was interesting. Give him the puppy. All right. Now take the puppy away.
See what happens when we take the puppy away.
And he's just elated as Egon can get in this whole study of verbal abuse to each other.
Yeah. And I liked...
It's just funny.
I saw a stronger connect with Phoebe from Afterlife to Egon in this, of him just being that person that so disconnected from humanity, and all that he does is the science and the nerd shit. It felt a lot more like she was in Afterlife watching it back.
So it's probably a good thing that we watched Afterlife.
Yeah, man, I'm always right sometimes.
Yeah. You're right.
You're always right.
Shh. Also added to your list, yuppie larva.
Yep.
Along with carpet critters and
crotch goblins and semen demons.
There you go.
He's got the
and if they're sweet miniature list. Humans.
Got a full list. I had a slinky once. I straightened it.
Wait, is that a little people joke?
Ungrateful little yuppie larva.
There you go.
Is that a shot at Big Robbie?
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, wrong. Well,
the little person will do that when they get here.
Wrong. Yeah. Little people, little person, whatever.
Little ones.
Little, yeah.
And that was the time frame of the most homoerotic cartoon going on, and all the kids loved He-Man.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning.
I have the power to put it in their butt.
Well, I made the He-Man reference right before we started watching, and Sally and Cameron both looked at me like I was an idiot.
Yeah. You did that in Afterlife.
Yeah, when we
I made
this.
The joke a couple times.
We talked about the birthday parties.
Rob's the only one that got it.
Movies.
Yay.
Yomash.
Janosch.
What was his name?
Yomash.
Janosch.
Can't read my own handwriting. Hugo.
Janosch.
Peter kept calling him Johnny.
But he played the same character in this as he did in Dracula Dead and Loving It, pretty much. He was Renfield.
Yeah.
You remember that? I kept thinking about it the whole time because it's the same type of goofy, yes, master, doing all that crazy shit.
He is. His introduction in the film, walking through, oh, very bad work. Nope, that's really terrible. You're not good at this.
No one's listening to me. Also the accent, the Borat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
The Upper East Side.
But it did change. Honestly, it did change. Like, at the start of the film, I like a sex. It's nice.
You always have a reason to not go out with me.
Yeah.
He was creepier than Bill Murray in this, showing him at the house. He was uninvited. And, you know, the flashlight eyes would be very useful at some point in time.
Like during a blackout?
Yeah.
Like how he used them?
In nighttime. What did we call the brothers when we started? Did we get it right?
Skarsgård or something?
Scolari brothers?
Scoletti is Scoletti. It's Scolari. I was really close. Man,
yeah, we were close.
Samsonite.
Way what? Off.
Way off.
I thought those were a step back.
From the Slimer in the original?
From any ghost in the original. Outside of, again, the Gatekeeper and Keymaster.
Why is that?
Crap. I don't know. Just it seemed off.
They were definitely...
Especially for the first ones, right? Like, this is the first one that you're going to see, and it seemed off. I don't know.
How do you mean off?
Well, the first ghost that we saw on 1984 was in the library.
Yeah.
And it was a normal, just formed ghost, if you will.
Yeah. Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't. But when it wasn't, it was better. Right? Like it was the skeleton version of it, right?
Right.
And then outside of that, it was
Slimer.
Slimer, thank you. In my head, I'm like Muncher. That's the Slimer
Redux.
Redux and worse version. But even Slimer looked a little weirder in this one. I don't know.
Yeah, they leaned
just got fatter. Newer.
They leaned into the CGI stuff that was going on at this time.
But those two,
you got to keep in mind.
I think he saw his teeth too in that.
You saw his teeth in the first one.
Okay, never mind. I'm just going to shut up.
Those brothers were rough.
Right, but you have to remember, they showed up because the hammer, the judge, sentenced them to death by electrocution.
I know why they showed up, but again, like...
So...
They didn't look...
They're...
You're just talking about appearance.
Yeah, they're electrocuted, charred ghost bodies.
But why couldn't we get the librarian or person in the library versions,
the original human type? This one didn't really make them human. A lot of
they were human ghosts,
even the
they were charred human ghosts,
but even better, right? Like, then you get, I don't know.
Well, in this one, to your point, we had tons of different types of ghosts that were the ethereal,
a ghost ethereal ship. Ethereal.
And maybe
Titanic.
Maybe that's why they had to
do that
put
film, by the way.
So much into CGI, to your point. The
ghost ship, not Titanic.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Dollar per production, if you will. Dollar per piece.
Hey, Sally, look up what the production.
It was $25 million.
For this one?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
I don't know that
but
one.
More ghosts, more and they, supernatural they, isms.
They leaned into like the green screen and stuff like that in this, because that was when it was starting to CGI was
the
starting.
The budget was $25 million for this one, and it made $29 million.
Oh.
And then on the opening weekend, and then
never mind.
And then
covered the spread real quick.
First one was
$17 million.
Oh, you've already looked it up. We'll just say it.
I'm guessing
$30 million.
Oh.
And they may.
How do they go lower?
Doesn't seem right.
And they may.
Because the sequel's never good as the original.
$13 million.
That's true.
Except for Aliens.
Except for Dark Knight.
They only
Rises.
Made 13, they only Dark made 13 million on the opening weekend. But gross was just stupid. Like, gross was $296 million.
Well, I know that there was a third written.
That's because they didn't know what they had in Ghostbusters initially.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
You're seeing the. What were they from? Saturday Night Live? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live.
Well, I mean, that's what they were doing at the time, because Dan Aykroyd did Coneheads because of it, and he had all those different SNL things.
Coneheads was...
Shit.
That was 90s, wasn't it?
Yes, it was
90s. Yeah, because Farley was around with Spade.
Yep. Yeah, so... But wasn't Ghostbusters the first big one that those guys did
Blues
together?
Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, Dan Aykroyd was in Blues Brothers, but nobody else was.
I think, John Belushi was a SNL alum.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think
I'm thinking this group. Like,
well, Harold Ramis wrote Caddyshack.
Oh shit, that's right.
But it wasn't supposed to be a comedy.
How is that not a comedy?
It was originally a like dramatic golf, like Tin Cup kind of thing, and it just morphed into what it is now.
Well, that's what happens when you cast what's his face?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
over and Rodney. Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah.
Which, side note, they added the greenhouse scene after the fact because they realized they wrote the whole movie and didn't have a scene with them together.
Because they hated each other.
Apparently, they didn't like each other.
And the scene was all improv.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to film.
They basically forced them into it. You guys got an hour. Room.
Yeah. And that was it.
Go.
That's where that scene came from.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was interesting.
I think they were totally anti-Gopher, too. And the producers or somebody put it into the film. It's a weird story. You check it out. Check the documentary out about it. It's odd how it turned from this real golf movie into...
I can't
I'm all right.
It was no Legend of Bagger Vance.
God.
They also brought back the shitty commercial, which I did enjoy.
Yeah, it's good.
Because the first movie had a great low-budget shitty commercial. And now, thermos and balloons for the kids. They're just whoring themselves out at this point because they're out of money.
Yep.
Which, again, poor people.
Yeah.
Fighting the man.
Playing music. Dancing at birthday parties and such.
Playing their Ghostbusters 1 theme song.
Yeah.
That was apparently in the universe written and was real. And they dance to it at birthday parties to kids that hate them.
You know what? My dad thinks you guys are full of crap.
Hey, you know who wrote Higher, the song that they give the slime to sing?
Creed.
Oh my God, that's literally who I was about to say.
Well, you should have said it.
I just totally set her up and she shit the bed.
I was literally, he just. It's
Jackie Wilson. Jesus.
Higher.
First time I heard that song, The Air Up There, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot about that one.
I forgot about that movie completely.
The very end, like, jumps up to slap hands with some African dude.
The Air Up There. Is that with Sally?
No. You're Sally.
What was where that
he
movie?
Hijacked, like, a Nigerian basketball player or something like that?
Bingo. Yeah.
Hold That's on. The I think one. His name was Sally.
I think it was Sal.
No, I really air up there.
I can't remember. It's been.
I watched it once in 93.
I think I watched it on TBS one night.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was one that we put in a blank VHS and recorded.
And just watched it over and over.
Sally. It's Saleh. I was right.
You were close.
But they say it's Sally. That's how it sounds.
Pop it up. That's what happens when
Anybody
you live.
Wants to throat punch.
When you live in the trivia trenches.
Someone.
Sally?
I have 3 boys up here.
You should be really good at movie trivia.
Usually you got to pay
extra
for
I feel like
that.
You're not.
Well, I feel like you should be good at.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Where is this
something
gonna go?
Too, and you're not.
All you do is read movie trivia.
I read movie trivia over the movies we watch.
Okay, so now's your chance.
I haven't read the trivia about The Air Up There.
I don't give a shit about The Air Up There. What's the trivia for this film?
You guys get on to me all the time.
I don't.
Did you read it?
No, not yet.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I feel like I'm having a small stroke.
Right now.
And another.
Does smell like toast.
And another. And another.
It didn't seem very interesting.
By the way, what kind of a name is Oscar for your child?
Named after a wiener, you poor
the
guy.
The Grouch?
Exactly. A wiener and the Grouch.
De La Huerta?
Oscar okay. De La Hoya?
In the years between Ghostbusters and this film, talking about Slimer, the real Ghostbusters introduced the idea that Slimer was living at the firehouse as the Ghostbusters' pet. Because the original
it's
film
really a mascot.
And the cartoon series were so popular with children, they put Slimer in the film. And that's why he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And they made a high C drink
so
after him.
Knew this. They did, and it was really good.
Probably really good for you.
It was really good.
I had like 97 cases of it.
It was in a lime green
you
case.
You a dragon?
I loved it.
Maybe.
Do you just collect treasures?
Yes, that's when Slimer appears, it's at the fire station.
And the guy that tells...
And then Rick Moranis flips over the couch. And it's just
Rick Moranis there. Yes.
Yeah. And the guy that tells the Ghostbusters that the dead cells are full of shit, that's that right? That's that director's son, Jason Reitman.
Oh, that's Ivan Reitman's kid?
Yeah.
Interesting. Which directed the Afterlife.
And Up in the Air.
See.
Not to be confused in the air there.
That's a trivia worth...
That's trivia.
Worth popping.
And... Yeah. Also, his daughter, Catherine, plays the girl with the puppy in Egon's lab.
Okay, Egon, that's...
In Egon's lab.
Lab.
Not lab.
We all heard lab.
We got not weird
lab.
Quick.
Lab.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember that scene.
It's Chris Hansen in this one, too.
It's PG, right?
To Catch a Predator.
You guys already knew Bill Murray's brothers in there. You got that.
Yep, he was in Parkview.
There were several factors that contributed to the 5-year gap between the original and the sequel. Would you like to know what they are?
Hit it.
Okay, Bill Murray was on an extended sabbatical from acting. That's the first one. And he was angered by the new Columbia head, David Putman, calling him an actor who makes millions off of movies but gives nothing back to his art. Kind of pissed him off.
He's hilarious.
Putman also resented the blockbuster films like the original that his studio hit big with in the 1980s. When Putman was fired in fall of 1987, his replacement, Don Steele, made a Ghostbusters 1984 sequel a priority. Michael Ovitz, I don't know how to say that, who represented Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, and Ivan Reitman at Creative Artists Agency, arranged a meeting in early 1988 to smooth the tensions and reservations that the foreman had in the ensuing years after the original success.
And that's how we ended up with the River of Goo. Finally got conflict
resolution, and shortly after the writer's strike in 1988,
There you have it, folks. The history of Ghostbusters up to 1988. I would also like to note that Sally did give us one of the best lines during the movie. When all the decapitated heads were in the subway, and she just kind of leans back and goes, oh, my heavens.
Oh, is that what y'all were laughing at?
Yeah. Yes.
Why?
Because it's a weird shit thing to say.
It's so funny. From the 20s? Like, everyone was dying. I was looking right at her, and she was just dead ass straight, just like.
I thought you were laughing at something in the movie, and I had no idea. I did not get it.
No, definitely you.
Yeah, we were. We're laughing with you.
That's something my southern grandma would have said.
Yeah.
I say, oh my heavens, all the time.
I know, but that one just delivered perfectly.
Yeah.
Also, that scene creeped me the shit out.
Well, it was because all the heads were hanging just there.
That's what the pins are for.
That's honestly what I thought you said. Yeah. Like, for some reason, it doesn't connect at all, but I thought you said that's a lot of head.
Yeah.
But you didn't say it.
Well, yeah.
Not at all. I know. But that would have been.
That's why you were
saying that. Because I was laughing at that. I'm like, shit, that's funny.
That
would have
been funny.
But then you were just like, just dead ass straight.
Oh my heavens was pretty funny.
Oh my heavens.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Listen.
I don't know.
We also bring back shitty bureaucrats, Lenny the mayor, who won't give them the time of day apparently until ghosts come back that no one wants to address. And his, what did we say it was, a DA?
No, his assistant. Is how he
So it was the same him. Role. Yeah. It was the
I'm
same
the mayor's assistant.
Role as
ugh. Yeah.
Do you know who What's Jim Fay is? Fye?
What are we talking about?
Well, he was hired to play the Statue of Liberty, but then he also ended up playing that jogger, the ghost jogger. He was just trying to keep his time going. And one other
time's up,
ghost.
He's fucking dead. Go on. But get on get.
That was it.
Go on get.
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought you might know who he was.
Okay, next time proofread the trivia before you...
I don't know how to say names.
Well,
names. And they got thrown in jail early in this one. But then they one-upped it to mental hospital, Parkview.
Yeah.
Again, there's no proof that these ghosts have existed and that they're not nutcases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody completely forgot what happened.
I get, like, jail for digging a hole.
In the middle of the street in New York.
Well, there's so many other holes in Times Square. Avenue. We didn't think anybody would notice.
That's awesome. And it's like, F you, bro.
Now, we also, it felt like Ray took a step forward, like, as the leader in this one a little bit more. I don't know if you guys got that vibe. When they lined up and they had their packs and stuff. he was the one that was shouting commands, you know, the orders.
Yeah.
And he did it in the first movie, but there wasn't this many of those built up moments where all four of them are together doing their thing.
True.
And that's probably just because he stuck with it more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Then it also...
Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Ray Stantz.
Because he had his occult bookstore.
Or Stantz.
Have you ever noticed that Dan Aykroyd plays a lot of Rays?
I can't say that I have.
Same. Is that in the trivia?
No, but I feel like his name was Ray in My Girl.
Look it up.
I feel like...
Look it up and tell me how many Rays. Count them all.
Should I just type in Dan Aykroyd?
That would be a great start.
Okay. Yeah, IMDb helps.
So it fits
their... You can just go to Dan Aykroyd and look at all his character names.
To your point, Rob, it fits their roles within the Ghostbusters now in...
Because they actually addressed him.
Right.
Yeah.
But also their personalities within it. Because, again, it is Egon and Ray's together.
Oh, my God.
Together,
he was a writer on so many
things. Egon doesn't have the personality to be that leader.
Right.
So then it is Ray. And it should be Peter who has the personality of it, but he's...
He's a wild card.
He's really not the believer.
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah, he's the people person, but he's not...
He played Dr. type. Raymond on Planet Coaster. I don't know what that is.
Count them up. I want a number.
He was also Ray was also the one that got distracted. Is not the word, but infiltrated, penetrated by the painting.
Where are we going? Yeah,
I like things. Penetrated. Penetrated by the jizz.
Probably.
I want to see that movie.
No, but like each time they were dealing with the painting, he was in his trance. The first time they all went there.
True.
And then he was the one that got kind of turned into Vigo towards the end.
Which,
so, like, you know, so if he's the quote-unquote leader.
And the
Vigo's going to attack him first.
The believer. He's the biggest believer of the group. Until, because Egon's based on science, which leads us to afterlife. He followed the science to that spot. Venkman is really just the
he's the equipment nerd in the science.
The used car salesman of the group.
If Sally, do you have a number? I believe it.
No, but one. I have something to say.
Okay.
So... He was an actor in Casper.
Yeah.
And he was Dr. Raymond in 1995.
That was a throwback to Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was called an afterlife. Get an afterlife. Did you know that?
What?
It's said on the thing, it says get an afterlife, and its name it's and it says Casper. And it says an afterlife therapist and his doctor meet a friendly young ghost when they move into a crumbling mansion. Is this like the movie with Devin Suave in it?
Excuse me?
Suave?
Yeah.
Suave?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know any of what words you just worked said.
Who the hell is Devin Suave?
They called him. He came in. Bill
Pullman?
Pullman called him. He came in and he said, no way, and ran out. It was a joke about Ghostbusters. Him being a Ghostbuster.
I mean, we can literally play it right now. He runs in. Yeah, whatever.
His name was Harry in My Girl. You know what? I was kidding. He's not a Ray in anything.
Just the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, just the Ghostbusters. That's my bad.
Huh.
Maybe he just looks like a Ray. Roman. Roman was the Great Outdoors. I knew it was an R.
Yep, that was what it was. That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Now...
And cut. There you go, Rob. That's for you later.
Oh, Lord. Now, this movie, since they were doing some of the capitalist checks like Slimer, High C, all that kind of stuff, I wonder if that's why they brought in Nintendo, because they mentioned it twice. Or they mentioned it once, and then they brought in the...
controller.
The controller to power the Statue of Liberty, which no one remembers, apparently. and the base of this movie seems to be more of, hey, let's be good people as opposed to let's try and make a buck. But it started with let's make a buck, and now let's try and be better because everybody in New York is a hateful son of a bitch.
It's their God-given right, Rob.
As New Yorkers.
Yeah.
To be assholes.
Well, I don't know if they were just trying to make a buck or if they were trying to keep the lights on and not go bankrupt.
Call me, call B, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm looking for stuff that has to talk about that.
So I struggled with how the cosmic jizz brought out ghosts. Like the river of...
You take that kind of facial, you're not going to be excited, man.
Pink jizz is essentially just a whole bunch of ghosts.
I think the way it was described was Viggo was trying to pull himself up by the bootstraps, and all the hate and anger in New York formed that ectoplasmic goo, mm-hmm. or what'd you call it?
Jizz.
Well, I got that
cosmic
part.
Jizz.
Cosmic jizz.
Okay.
I like the cosmic jizz. Okay. It's like a cosmic brownie, but with jizz on it.
Yep.
And that's because with the first ghost we saw was the Scarelli brothers, or second?
Correct. And that's from Scarelli, the sample yeah. that Ray collected when was he was
from the cosmic jizz.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that and it was itself,
reaching up for Ray. Right,
it connected the worlds a little tip to tip.
Yeah.
We have plenty of those.
Well, get lots. This.
Oh, my oh, God. Shit. What?
Did you proofread it? And can you give us a Cliff Notes version of it?
Yes. Oh, my heavens.
The kids who play Oscar, because you know there's twins. They're always twins.
Will and Hank. Yes.
Henry. Guess whose nephew they are?
Hank.
Dan Aykroyd's.
No.
Bill Murray's?
John Denver.
Well, why the hell would we know that?
No, guess, Dad. Guess what I did today? Dad. Hey, Dad, guess what I did today?
You fill up my senses.
John Denver was full of shit.
Yeah.
Like a night in the forest. That was one of Rob's.
And guess who won the Country Music Artist of the Year?
I just thought that was great.
Goddamn sunshine on my shoulder, John Denver.
Sunshine.
I don't know if we needed that one, Sal.
My shoulder,
you know what he did?
Makes me happy.
Let that fire on stage right there.
You gonna let my country music award on fire?
Let your ass on fire.
Sally's like, well, goddamn, would you know that Oscar is John Denver's nephew?
Okay, the joystick the team uses is in an NES Advantage joystick with most of the body removed.
So where have you been? Yep.
From?
Listen. Nintendo. I am just trying
Is your headset working? We literally just said Nintendo.
Do you want to play Super Mario Brothers?
I rewind the footage. And
we got cameras in here now.
That I said everywhere. I'm looking through the trivia to see if there's anything about NES in here.
So you want to play okay. Super Mario Brothers or
fuck
Parcheesi?
And also, it definitely wasn't Rick Moranis' kid, like we mentioned in Afterlife, because the kid was too young to be from when they were dog banging.
Yeah.
Yes, and he still had all of his clothes on. She was a little bit unbuttoned, but he was fully zipped.
His pants were a darker brown.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. So, well.
A little red rocket. Red rocket. Come on, bud. Yeah, a little goofier, but still Ghostbusters. What did we forget to talk about? That's all my notes.
Rick Moranis has said that this was one of the few films he did when he didn't want to keep his wardrobe afterwards.
Yeah, that checks out.
I don't know. That was a sweet three-piece suit at the end.
And his suit when he was a lawyer?
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
I do love his opening statements. So, these guys weren't trying to hurt anybody. They were just trying to do good and help the city out. Because one time, I turned into a dog, and they helped me out. Thank you.
Thank you.
What was Egon's comment right after that?
Thank you. That was brief and pointless.
Yeah, yeah, direct and pointless or something like that. Yeah. Like, is it a direct and to the point, pointless? It was perfect.
And he turns around and goes, ladies and gentlemen of the audience. Didn't realize it wasn't a jury trial. I mean, there were some good lines in this.
You know what really peeved me off more than anything?
What peeved you off, Cameron?
I am peeved.
That was Bobby Brown that was the doorman at the hotel, which I said.
It's Millie.
It's Billy Bobby Brown.
Millie Billy Bobby Brown.
Pretty sure it was Millie Vanilli.
Bobby Brown.
Blame it on the rain.
The judge pissed me off.
The hammer?
Like how dramatic hammer that dude was exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even talking about
mission accomplished.
The sentencing. It's like after the sentencing, it got worse.
Right.
Everything was just over the top.
The screaming?
a glass panel broke, and he's just, yeah, like just screaming like a little girl.
Yeah. Well, and
no one was that dramatic. It was just him.
Yeah. Well, you know, most of those guys
thought they were stupid. Forgot about the 100-foot tall marshmallow
man. Big barking dogs are little pussies.
Oh, it was bad. You go watch that one back. The judge.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Was rough.
He was just loud and screaming, and there was no reason for it. Nobody else. No was reason for at the time.
It. I mean,
we needed it to progress the story.
What's her face? Dana Brown. Dana Brown. Is that her name in the film?
Yes, Dana.
Yeah.
She has her son levitating Sigourney Weaver.
I'm with
Dana Barrett.
Dang.
I was trying to remember the last name. I couldn't.
You're like, that's not it.
You're stuck on Billy Bobby Millie Brown.
That's exactly what it is. Damn it, Sally.
Sorry.
Her son is levitating and being pulled from the roof of a New York skyscraper into a carriage.
Yeah, baby parkour.
And she's just like, oh no, Oscar.
What are you going to do, jump off after him?
Yet her this, first rodeo.
Yet this judge is losing his shit.
Because a window breaks.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know.
Well, yeah, he doesn't believe in ghosts, and she does. Like, she knows what's
Oscar,
up.
Oscar, yeah, no.
She's like, oh, I got somebody to fix
she's
this
used
shit.
To
oh,
it, though.
Are you okay, Oscar?
No. Well, I guess I'm going out.
Did this director have anything to do with The Blob?
Like the thing like in... Maybe? Heavyweights?
Oh, the movie. The
I get
Blob.
That reference, and it's
love it.
Amazing that came out of there. I don't
the
remember.
The fact that you know that movie kind of impresses me, Cameron.
That's a great fucking
I
movie.
I wouldn't
right
think so.
It says the scene where you see slime crawling towards the town was actually unused footage from The Blob.
Oh, that checks out.
Huh. Yeah.
But it might have been the same studio, not the same director, because they can do whatever they want. If you're in the same umbrella.
At the 250 mark, an Ecto-1 makes a left-hand turn, and you can notice the director, Ivan Reitman, driving the car.
Huh.
It's particularly noticeable in the recent 4K Blu-ray release.
Huh. Man, too bad we had to watch it in SD.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Voodoo, give us a free description. Description?
Prescription.
Subscription.
Subscription.
Sally's like, it's prescription, you dumbass.
You fucking non-wordsmith.
It's also not prescription. God. It's prescription.
I'm an idiot.
It's inscription.
Also, it was encryption.
Bill Murray and Rick Moranis both did not like this film.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis stopped acting right after this. Actually, after Honey, I Shrunk, blew up the kid.
Yeah. There was a few of
Shrunk
them.
Ourselves.
Yeah, that's definitely
Honey, we
90s.
Shrunk the kids. Honey, we shrunk ourselves. Honey, I blew up the baby.
See, oh. And that's when
shrunk
you
stop. Shrunk the kids, blew
acting.
Up the baby. Shrunk ourselves, yeah.
You sure?
Shrunk the kids, awesome. You just stop okay. There.
And then he went to be a
then
musician.
Carrie Russell was in Blew Up the Kids.
Yeah, she was a babysitter, and I had weird feelings in my pee-pee parts about her when I watched that movie.
You should have. She's fair. Gorgeous.
Still do when I see her.
She's gorgeous. You should. Should I don't know. One of the twins who played Oscar died by suicide at age 29.
What the fuck, lady?
I told you to pre-read the trivia and not just say
pre-screen some of
what
the stuff,
you
Sally.
Read.
She's just scrolling up in the next sentence. She's like, oh, Half Price Tacos at, wait, what?
At the strip club.
That was an ad you just read.
And I told you guys, though, about
no free
the
ads, Sal.
Annual fundraiser, GoFundMe, for Ghostbuster Day. I told you about that last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's
one.
Dumb.
Yes.
This film made enough money to pay for that freaking firehouse for eternity.
Well, the new one definitely did.
What was the first one, though? Like $100 million over...
$293 million.
That's insane.
Gross.
That's not bad. Also, Viggo was in Die Hard. I mentioned Die Hard at one point, and then I was like, you know what? Maybe that's why I'm thinking about Die Hard.
Yep.
He was one of the henchmen.
Yes, he was.
Viggo was a real piece of shit. And again, the first time we see him, his mouth does not match up with the audio. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I doubt he speaks great English.
Yeah. That's probably true.
It's also a painting. And they don't talk so good.
Yeah, it's true.
In the Spanish don't talk so dub, good. He-Man is replaced by Hulk. And Laura Antonelli tapes by some Emmanuel tapes.
Was that what? Something that you found interesting?
Well, we were just talking about dubbing, so I'm just thinking maybe that was like part of it, maybe.
Mm.
Not.
Do you know what dubbing is?
Yeah, it's like where they're talking on
that's dabbing.
Dubstep?
That's dabbing.
It's like where everybody, yes, I do.
Go on.
God, we need cameras in here.
Yeah, we really do. I'm going to have enough money tomorrow to upgrade. Don't worry. Sally, you got one left because these are getting worse and worse as we go on.
Which is usually the case with trivia. The better ones are at the top because people upvote them and the shit ones are at the bottom.
There's just so many.
Okay, well, we don't have to do any more then.
Oh, she liked that one. Again,
it's an ad for Taco Bell.
You got to read them.
I'm trying.
And then come back to them. Like, oh, that one actually is interesting.
And the German dub Oscars renamed Donald.
That was your last. That was the worst.
That's a bad one to go out on, so yep. I'm sorry.
That's a shame. But
you know what? R.I.P.
Oh.
Nope.
Right. From what you said, Wilhelm von Hombog previously appeared in Die Hard, which reunited Ghostbusters cast members Reginald and William. That's what you just said.
Right, so why do you need to say it?
I just want Rob to know that
I fucking know!
Did you also see Eugene Levy in this movie?
He watches movies.
Yes. And Ben Stein.
I saw Ben Stein, but...
Wait, Eugene Levy was in here?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Did you not see all the eyebrows?
Well, all his scenes were cut from the film.
So, I did mention the eyebrows guy, but that wasn't Eugene.
He was supposed to play the director of the mental facility that the men get committed to. Also, he was supposed to be a cousin of the character...
You gotta stop.
Lois Tully.
Hey, you gotta stop.
There's always room for Jell-O.
You mean Lewis Tully? Hey. Rick Moranis' character?
Gotta stop.
It literally says Lois. L-O-I-S.
Sally?
There's no E.
Sally, you need to quit.
It's Lewis.
Well, sorry.
Well, folks, that was Ghostbusters 2.
Not as good as 1.
I mean, it's hard to beat the OG.
Hey, can we call the number and just see what it says?
Call it right now.
Yeah.
Well, I can't because I have to look at it. Can somebody else put it on speaker and do it? Jesus.
Hey, look. Sonic has milkshakes half off.
Hold on. Let me get to it.
You're right. Oh, fuck you, really Sonic. Give us money.
Hold on. It really is a phone number. Hold on.
You just had it.
Well, that was a harder one. Hold on. No, it really is. Stay tuned. Keep going.
That was like Chewbacca fucking. Keep
talking. A harder one. Oh.
That noise did not come out of my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't have an accent.
Listen, this one might not be published.
No, it really is. I saw it earlier.
I'm not talking about the phone number. I'm talking about this podcast because we're going downhill
fast. Okay, wait. Here it is. 1-516.
I swear, if I call some just random ass number.
374-2340. Put it on speaker.
Yeah, we'll get it up there.
And hold it up to the mic.
That is the New York area code.
Hi, you have reached Five Cow Neon. We are not able to return your call right now. Please leave your name, your number, and your message at the sound of the tone. Thank you.
Bustin' make me feel good.
That's who did the sign.
Five Cow Neon?
Yeah. In the movie.
Good for them.
Also known as Johnny Sons.
Oh.
And their number was in the movie.
What the hell, Sally?
And they're still open for business.
Open for business.
Okay. All right, well, that was fun.
Or somebody just pays $10 a month to maintain that line.
Bingo. That's probably a pretty
good chance. No, they're really like...
It's actually Bill Murray's burner.
He doesn't carry a phone.
What would you have done if he just answered the phone?
That would have been amazing.
Just hung up.
Is this the Ghostbusters?
I can't pay for this fucking interview. Ryan, anything else you'd like to add? You got
any? Oh, God.
No.
Boston makes me feel good.
There you go.
Just kill her.
I'm about to. Oh,
just kill
the
my mic? Just kill my mic. Just kill
Cameron,
me.
Shush.
So, what was better in part 2 sequel Ghostbusters 2 than the original?
Better?
Yeah.
Are you asking us or are you getting ready to tell us?
No, I'm not telling you.
I have mine.
I don't.
Is it based on trivia?
No.
It flowed faster for sure. It was more of a comedy though. The first one had a little bit more of the it's the origin story, so you got to take some time and build it up. This one they could just kind of jump into it.
But I liked the
dry, more dramatics.
I liked the dry humor more, and it seemed more ad libby. Is that, will you accept that, ad libby?
Ad lib esque.
Ad libiscus.
Billy Bobby Morton Brown.
of the first one than the second one. Second one seemed more on script.
Yep. And I think by then they were all off SNL and all that.
That's what I'm saying. So like the first one was funnier to me.
I don't think anyone's going to fight you on that.
But this was more of a comedy.
The way they did it was more of a comedy. It wasn't, you didn't have the super scary ghosts. You only had like the heads and
the creepy,
the babysitter, the baby, the grab the baby freaked me out when
Janosch.
But watching it now, I'm like, why was I scared of that? It was the arm that freaked me out.
I think some of the one-liners in this one were better, but in general, the first one was funnier.
Yeah. And Bill Murray posed sexually at least three times in this movie.
At least.
Sal, are you still awake? I really don't even want to ask. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think Bill Murray didn't make the Ghostbusters.
He didn't.
I think he did. No, like not. I'm not talking for real. I'm talking he's the fan allure, if you will. Aykroyd's funny, sure.
Oh, like.
You're watching it because of Bill Murray. So whatever this.
Yeah, the universe was created by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. They worked with Bill on SNL.
It wouldn't be as funny without Bill Murray. Bill Murray is what I'm trying to say.
Didn't we talk about Eddie Murphy was originally supposed to be
Winston Zeddemore?
Winston, yeah.
Which that would be weird.
It would. I think he was doing Beverly Hills Cop, though. I think that's why he got cut.
But they scaled back Winston's character.
Yeah.
But you also need the straight man.
But Ernie Hudson did a great job.
The foil to the other ones. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah. Just like in Congo.
All right. Sally, do you have anything else to say?
I'm not going to say anything. I've said enough, gentlemen.
You sure?
I really wish I watched it in chronological order.
Well, let's do that right now.
Because now I'm just banged.
Let's try it again.
You're just
like my head is just...
Goo!
Lots of goo.
So much cosmic semen.
In the head.
Just like Vigo's face at the end of the film.
A lot of slime in that one. A lot of today's slime.
Huh?
Like not...
What? Huh?
Like not like... The slime, like...
Not from the slime of, like, 1989.
No, not like Double Dare green slime or Nickelodeon slime, but, like, the slime of today that kids play with. Like, the thicker, it all stays together slime. Like, that pink slime was more like...
Shooting ropes, baby! All right, you know what? That's Ghostbusters, too. You know the stories. Watch them all.
You were just talking about thick slime.
That's what we're talking about. Was the slime.
You.
No one's you were talking about
it. Do you remember this Double Dare and Nickelodeon slime? Like, it was just, like, runny. It just ran
Cameron's
down on
Cameron's not old enough
they
for that.
They literally were just sitting in runny slime at the end of this movie.
But when it was coming out, it was, like, thick. And it was, like, moldable.
Sound like your Friday night, Cameron?
I mean,
you said a non-word earlier too, so I can say a non-word.
Alan and James, can you tell Notable. That Sally misses you guys?
Can you please come back and do podcast? Because I suck at podcasts.
Okay.
You're talking about thick cheese.
I'm talking about thick slime. There's a big difference.
Okay, everybody shut the fuck up.
If it was white.
No, what? Do you not understand? Are you Meryl? Shush. You're done. We're done. That's it. That's enough thick cum, joke, slime, cream, sperm. Moist, juicy. Shush! Ghostbusters 2, 1989.
I'm so sore.
You don't...
Ouch.
All right. Check it out. We're going to go watch the new one with hopefully less slime. Fuck.
And I won't be on this.
You are on this.
Not Friday. I'm there for the sandwich.
Past, future, past. Okay.
It's a good chicken sandwich.
Oh, my Christ. Charlie.
Cameron agrees. What are you talking about?
Charlie, finish it. Cut her off.
It's all recording.
Charlie, cut her off.
Just turn.